Dave and I are here today on Crusade Retrogrades with Joseph and Monique. They are going to be talking to us about Our Lady of Guadalupe, and we are really, really honored to have Joseph and Monique with us. They're husband and wife, the Gonzalez's. Joseph is an award-winning music composer who has written the scores for a multitude of film and TV movies, documentaries, and episodics. Many have won or been nominated for stellar awards such as the Oscar, the Emmy, the Peabody. His symphonic oratorio, Misa Azteca, has been performed at Carnegie Hall, the Sydney Opera House, and the Walt Disney Concert Hall. It is by researching into Aztec poetry from Misa Azteca that Joseph stumbled onto the premise for this, the prophetical case for Guadalupe, which he and Monique have been researching for several years. Let me just say, it's impressive stuff. Monique Gonzalez has been studying classical voice since the age of 19. She's been a professional cantor at several prominent churches in LA, New York City, Ann Arbor, Michigan. In 2009, she moved back to LA and is music editor and score production coordinator for Simple Music Productions, overseeing the production of internationally recorded full orchestral scores. She recently worked on Children of Giant, which won the 2015 Imagine Award, and sang on the score of Latino Americans, which won the 2014 Peabody Award. Joseph and Monique, we're really, really, truly happy and honored, not only for your recent friendship over the last year, but to have you on the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe. You guys know more about this particular apparition than anyone I've ever met. Thanks for being on Retrogrades with us.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us, guys.
Yeah, so we just spoke for, like Dave and I do here on the Crusade channel, a lot of times we'll do kind of a follow-up or either more in-depth or depending on how you look at it, a little more zoomed-out version of our YouTube episodes, which are not behind a paywall. And we've just spoken, Monique, for the last hour on your absolutely groundbreaking research on Guadalupe relating the Aztec Book of Songs on Flowerland to the story of Juan Diego and what we know as the Guadalupe narrative. Could you give a really quick sort of, 30-second soundbite of not only Guadalupe, but then what's new about it, maybe 45-second soundbite just for the people out there that are, I guess if this comes up on Friday, we'll have recently celebrated the feast day, which is today, the 12th.
Okay, so do you want me to go quickly into the Guadalupe story itself?
Sure, just a brief overview for those who might not know the full story.
Okay, I'll try to make it really quick. In 1531, in December, the Virgin Mary, as Our Lady of Guadalupe, appeared to Juan Diego. She put him through a series of trials because she wanted a chapel to be built in her honor. Now, he had to go down and to convince, seeing these apparitions, and that he could, that this should happen. So, of course, the bishop, after a little bit of back and forth, asked for some proof, and the Guadalupe provides that proof through Juan Diego by having Juan Diego go up to a top of a hill and to gather these flowers that were growing in December and to bring them, put them in his cloak and to bring them down as proof to Bishop Zumarraga that this actually happened. Of course, when he opened up his tilma or his cloak that he wore during that time of the year because it was awfully cold, the image of Guadalupe was on his cloak or his tilma. And that is the famous image of Guadalupe that we now see today in the Basilica of Guadalupe in Mexico City, which is the most visited Christian pilgrimage site in the world, getting 18 to 20 million people per year.
And the flowers play a prominent role in the interesting connections, which is new to your guys' research, right? What role do the flowers play?
Right. Okay. So now, The flowers are very important to our new theory. What it basically comes down to is this very, very strange, peculiar poem that I ran into about 20 years ago. Now, this poem is called the Cuica Pecayot, or the Origin of the Songs, and it is from a collection of so-called Aztec poems, about 90 of them, both post and pre-conquest poetry, in a manuscript that is called the Cantares Mexicanos. I don't know if we can read the entire poem. It's about 8 verses. Is there any way, my wife Monique, it's kind of important to know the poem. So can you try to pick out the best lines?
Basically, you have a singer going and seeking beautiful, sweet, pretty flowers. And so he's asking different birds, and he's asking the rocks and the mountain where he can find these pretty, sweet flowers. And he says, let me see if I can shrink this. Where can I find some pretty sweet flowers? Where may I gather them? Maybe in the flowering forest where the Tlaquecho lives. There they may be plucked sparkling with dew. There they come forth in perfection. Perhaps I shall find them there. If they show them to me, I gather a cloakful. Describing this paradisical type environment. And he's having communications with the hummingbirds. And one hummingbird in particular leads him into this very special place called Tonacatlalpan. Xochitlalpan Tonacatlalpan, which is a very specific term relating to paradise.
Now, that's in the Nahuatl language, which would have been the native language of the people of Mesoamerican. And that's the language that Juan Diego spoke and Guadalupe spoke.
So he continues in this song to say, they led me within a valley to a fertile spot, a flowery spot, or Xochitlalpan Tonacatlalpan, this term we were just explaining, where the dew spread out in glittering splendor, where I saw various lovely, fragrant flowers.